Here's to savings. Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaqueroscafe.com. It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that
what's
long
going on?
Liar. Go and tell that
morning. Are we? Can you?
Tell the rambler, the
I don't know. My mic doesn't say it's on, so it messed me up.
Can you turn the bass up in my headset?
Cut him down.
I can't hear the snare. Am I on? Y'all hear me? We good? Okay, my bad. I couldn't. Sounded deaf over here. Woo! This game's going to be awesome. I'm so excited for the Buffalo game. I love the game in the snow. Like, today would suck here in Austin to play. Or in Texas, just because of the wind.
Right.
The cold's not the, you know, the cold's not the thing. Like the other morning, it was 41 degrees, but it wasn't even a breeze. And I was fine. But when that wind starts whipping, yeah, that's when it really cuts through your clothes and to the bone.
And it's going to be 6 degrees, I think, is what I've been told.
But see, I mean, it's cold. It sucks. But
is it going to be snowing?
Snow games are one of the coolest things ever to play in.
Are you in the mindset that offensive linemen do not wear sleeves, no matter what?
Yeah, did you see Connor Williams, big old soft ass, wearing freaking blue sleeves? And freaking, I was like, I almost lost. I did lose my stuff. My wife's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you so mad right now? Why are you drinking another? She goes, why are you having another nip off that bottle? I said, because look at that. I said, look at 52, the left guard. She goes, yeah. I was like, he has sleeves on. She goes, oh, yeah, y'all don't know where those, huh? I mean, my wife knows that.
Correct.
Unless you wear them throughout the year and it's a part of it, I understand.
Like, maybe it's a, you know, there's a particular reason why you wear
like
the long sleeves.
Dwayne Brown wears them to his elbows.
Okay.
I'm like, you just wear that because you think you look cool.
So he's kind of a...
He's kind of a soft ass.
A pansy.
He's like a 30% softy.
Okay.
But he wears it in the hot, and you know, in the dead of the, you know, in practice,
right,
too.
Right, it's a consistency.
That's
deal.
His thing. Yeah.
But
so,
your boy Connor is going full sleeves?
Yeah. Oh, he's such a... What words are we allowed to use on this air?
Not the ones that I know you would like to use.
That's
hence
true.
Why we think a podcast would be great for us.
You know what's crazy is, like, this game with Dallas and San Francisco, as bad as it seems, like, he could be a deciding factor in that game.
Who, Connor?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he always has those big-time penalties.
Uh-huh. Most penalized player in the NFL?
Is he?
Yeah.
Golly.
Was until he got sat.
He's been sat a lot. Good dude. I mean, but it's if he has a good game, you know, Dallas has a better chance. I mean, they're probably going to win. But if that San Francisco front starts slapping around the right tackle and the left guard,
mm-hmm,
it's over with.
Well, you've got.
Because
they paid Dak Prescott all this money, and yeah, he's got to take. They've got to win at least a game or two.
Oh, I don't think that, you know, everyone's taking San Francisco, right? So everyone's like, oh, I'm gonna switch to take Dallas because, like, Aaron's such a punk. Aaron Hogan's a punk because he goes all week, oh, I'm with San Francisco, and then on Friday he sits there and he's like, well, since everyone's going to San Francisco, I'm just gonna have to go to Dallas. I'm like, come on, dude. Anyways.
Stand your ground. That's what
Stand
you're saying.
Stand your ground.
So yeah, the first game is Raiders Bengals, and this is in Cincinnati. Here's a stat for you, Casey. Derek Carr, when the weather is below 40 degrees, is 0-5.
No, these stats are so weird.
0-5. Okay. So
where do you play college? Rutgers.
Where did No, it wasn't Fresno State because that was where his brother played. Or did he also play there?
I think they both played there.
Okay. But it's going to be 29 degrees in Cincinnati.
What is it supposed to be blowing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming off that damn lake.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be cold.
Cincinnati's a weird town. It's small.
I don't know if I've actually ever been to Cincinnati. I take that back. My dad, when I was a little kid, I was a kind of a bandwagoner, sports fan as a kid. So he took me to go see the Icky Shuffle when the Bengals were really good. I think Boomer was the quarterback.
Yeah.
And Icky Woods.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, as a 7-year-old, I don't remember much about the place.
Yeah, no, we always played the Bengals, it seemed like, when the Texans. And then we also...
Where's the coldest place you ever played?
We played Lambeau, but it was a day game. And I think it was 12 degrees or something like that.
Yep.
But...
I'll tell you this. The coldest I think I've ever been in my life, okay, was the... I forget the year, but it was the Tim Tebow Broncos season, magical season, when they beat, you know, the Steelers in the wild card.
Yeah.
Tebow to Demaryius Thomas, rest in peace. And then the next game was at New England.
New England slapped the hell out of them.
I mean, they scored, I think they scored like, it was either 21 or 28-0.
You know what's funny is James Hedebow, he was one of their safeties. I remember they had an off week for some reason.
Well, New England had a bye.
I saw them the week before.
Yeah, New England had a bye that.
I don't think we made the playoffs that year. And he was down in Houston with his family. And he came out and ate lunch with us. And that, I was drinking beer, but he wasn't.
Yeah, season's over. You're good.
Continuing
that tradition in Houston of early exit.
I mean, I love cold beer. Anyways, he...
So he came down to visit you guys on the off?
No, he was down visiting his family. He came over, had a sat down and chill with us or whatever. And he's like, we're going to destroy the Broncos.
And they did.
And he goes, do we have their number? Like, they don't know. They can't handle us.
Uh-huh.
Because I told him that day, I was like, I can't stand Tebow. I was like, just take his head off. He goes, Tebow's the worst quarterback in the NFL. I said, I know. And
that is correct. He's probably one of the worst quarterbacks to ever consistently start in the NFL.
Right. So wild.
Right?
So wild.
But
right?
Say what you want. If there was ever such thing as a closer in the NFL,
I
that
John
was Tim,
Elway.
That was, no, it was Tim Tebow.
You're so delusional.
I'm telling you, dude, that guy comes in. He might complete 4 passes in a game, but you get him into the fourth quarter. Last couple minutes, he's going to figure out a way to win the game. And he did that throughout that entire year. But that weekend up in New England, okay, I mean, we were T-bowing down on the field. We got down on the field beforehand.
Such a tool.
And
sorry.
No, that's fine. I accept that. A long time
I accept
ago.
That.
and so pregame, my brothers come out. They're coaching for Denver at this point. They come out, and they've got Vaseline on their faces.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, oh, clogs the pores. You don't get as cold. I'm like, what?
See,
I was like, go get me something. Because, I mean, literally, I've never been. And we had, and again, Casey, you understand this.
No,
but when you
D. Lyman used to do that, but we get checked, so we can't do it anymore. Like, when my dad played, that's what he would do. Like, you would do that in cold games.
Right.
You know, being out
and of. And I heard Tiger Bomb, Ray Lewis used to always do. Like, he would rub his arms and Tiger Bomb, and that would keep him warm for those games. But Casey, you'll know this.
That stuff's so hot.
Correct. You'll understand this. When you get tickets from the visiting team, where are those seats?
Top left corner, high as you can get.
Yes.
Like in the NFL, it's so bad.
It is so bad.
In college, you're like, you get some okay, decent seats. You'll be in one corner or somewhere in one section. But in the NFL, oh my God, you're going to be, I'm talking like at the top, the very top.
Yes. That's where we were at in New England, and it was snow. I mean, it was so – I mean, it was like – it had to have been
cool,
negative
though.
Something. And we were, I mean, getting our tails kicked in. We had flown up – first time I'd ever been to Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Flew into
– eating good food, drinking good, having a great time.
No.
No, we're there for 24 hours. We land, we get a rental car, we go to the game. It is so cold, like we're drinking the beer like in our car in the parking lot. Okay? And again, stepped out, got all geared up, went into the game. I mean, like I said, I'm wearing ski pants, the biggest jacket. It didn't matter. It was the coldest I've ever been in my entire
life. First thing to get cold, your toes.
And we got our asses kicked.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It was so cold, Casey, that we went and got beers. By the time I got back to my seat, the beer was slushed over.
That's so good.
It was. And then you'd have to, like, poke it to, like, break it up. I mean, it was, like I said, it was pretty cold.
They gave us chicken broth in Lambeau.
Jeez. I've been
warm
to Lambeau.
Chicken broth?
Oh, I bet it was amazing.
Oh, man, a little cup of that. It's like, oh, like warms the bones.
Yeah.
It was great. But they also had those those huge jet blowers out there.
Yeah.
You know, you can go, some people like melt their
careful,
gloves.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. Because those are like literally engine jet deals.
Oh, yeah, they're nuts. They get so hot. But those white seats that you see all the pros sit in.
Yeah.
They have heat running through them. Like, you can't, when you walk on that, regardless of how windy it is or whatever, it's like a bubble of heat.
Like a heat loaf?
Exactly. It's a heat loaf. That is a great description. I like that. Well, sounds kind of gross.
Well, no, my buddy, his,
it's like a dog.
He's got a pug.
Like a steaming pile of dog
crap.
Yeah,
he's got a pug. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife, he's got a pug. And he's like, man, he's like, I'm trying to get to sleep, and I got this heat loaf just warming me up under the covers. Little Penny.
Yeah, that's funny.
What else you got? So we got, okay, so good luck to everybody up in Buffalo because it's going to be 6 degrees tonight.
Did you see how dumb the state of Washington is?
How so?
We'll get back to football, but there's like a county over that doesn't require their workers to be vaccinated or whatever, and they're like plowers, like truck plows. And they're short of staff, and they got these snowy roads. Big snow came in, and all this, and they wouldn't let them come over because they're unvaccinated. Come over and help plow. I'm like, they're in their own truck, and they're using a plow, and it's snowing. Like, they're not going to be around anybody else. Like, how dumb?
It's the principle, like, Casey.
It's so stupid. I can't stand it. Okay, let's get back to football.
Real quick, while we're off subject of that, what do you have? You been paying attention to anything with this Novak Djokovic deal?
Australia isn't. What is Australia doing?
I mean, well.
You're so, like, you guys are already messed up.
Correct.
And then now you're, like, come on. So what, is it just because
he's unvaccinated.
Okay, who cares?
And then they said you can't be traveling within a certain amount of time prior to the tournament, which he said, oh, no, I didn't travel. And then it comes out that
he pops
did.
Pops up, he's over there
and then
with
it
a couple,
was like, oh, well,
couple models.
Yeah, like my trainer is the one who filled out that card for me and said that I hadn't traveled. I didn't fill that out. So basically he's in Australia right now.
And you hemmed up?
And the travel and the, like the
Is he in the airport like jail?
Well, he was for a little bit. And so now they're like, here's the thing. Anytime a person becomes bigger than the event is when I don't like what's happening. I think if for him he should just say, "Hey, Too much of a distraction."
Well, no, because he wants to get the grant. He wants to get the triple crown or win all four or whatever.
Sure,
and he has to win the Australian Open.
Correct.
That's a part of his thing. That's BS. You should let him in. Let him play.
Well, if the rules state that he can play, they should. But if the country itself ain't going to let you in, hey, listen. All right, cool.
Australia is losing a crap ton of money for that. And they're going to lose a lot of sponsors for it.
Yeah, but, like, they are so strict on COVID. So strict. Everybody in the stands has to be vaccinated. And there's a seat in between every person.
I haven't worn a mask in a year and a half, probably.
Well.
Anyways.
It's not shocking.
Except to get on an airplane.
Yeah.
Or go to the hospital.
Well, I have to. Living in a condo building, right now, when it's stage 5, we have to wear masks. Inside the building. I mean, not in our rooms, but.
Oh.
So, like, going down to
really
pick something up. Yeah. And that's I keep forgetting, and I'm probably going to get fined, but we'll be all right.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, let's get back to football. We're talking about Las Vegas, Cincinnati. It's going to be a cold game. You said You said Carr is 0-5 in game 40-0 or 30 below?
40 degrees and below, and it's going to be 29.
It's going to be 29. You know, Las Vegas, they have a good pass rush.
Yeah.
That's no joke. Carr's been playing well. And it's not that, you know, people don't like him because of his brother, especially here in Texas. They associate the two as the same person.
Well, and he wears eye makeup.
Did he really?
He says it's not, but if you look at him, he looks like he's wearing guyliner.
What's guyliner?
Eyeliner, but for dudes.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Like probably those dudes in L.A.
Yeah, it's a big
L.A. I hope those dudes stay in L.A. They don't move here to Austin.
They're all coming. They're already here, Casey.
The guys that wear...
Buying up your real estate.
A bunch of makeup wearing...
Derek Carr has come out and been like, guys, I do not wear makeup. This is just naturally what I look like.
I have naturally dark under eyes.
Smoldering eyes.
That's funny. I think Joe Burrow's too much. He is a...
Dude, he is so much fun to watch.
He is a slinger. I had in fantasy this year, I had both of his receivers. You know, they're ridiculous. And that's what really made me pay attention to Cincinnati this year. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, these kids are killing it.
Dude, Joey B is a winner.
Right, he is. He is. He got hurt, and he's coming back. He slings that. I mean, it's not that these guys are – a lot of the play – yeah, they're schemed open. There's a lot of that stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Kyle Shanahan is the best at that.
Correct.
And the Cowboys better have their A game. The Cowboys have a great defense. I ain't hating on the Cowboys, even though I want them to lose, just because I love Dallas Cowboy fans when they lose, because they're so excited right now. They're like they think they're going to the Super Bowl because they beat the weakest league in the world
in the history of the NFL.
Like the Eagles are in the playoffs. Like, come on, and then Washington.
Jalen Hurts got them going,
huh?
Jalen Hurts got them going out in Philly.
They ain't going nowhere.
You know that. Henry Ruggs has more yards receiving than Jalen Reagor does right now.
That is so bad.
He didn't even play half the year. But yeah, Joey B to me is he's you have to start considering him in that next tier of up and coming really, really good NFL quarterbacks, right? He's in that with Josh Allen. He's in that with Pat Mahomes, Kyler Murray.
Who is?
Joey B.
Yeah, I think this year he proved that.
Correct.
I think at the end of this year, you know, if he goes out and balls out today, mm-hmm. and I think they beat Las Vegas.
It's 5.5-point spread. I think the Bengals covered that.
No, I do too. I think it'll be tight early, but I just don't see I don't see David Carr, or is it Derek Carr? Sorry.
Derek. And yes, he did go to Fresno State.
He did go to Fresno State.
Followed his brother's footsteps.
Gotcha. I think Joe Burrow and that offense, too many weapons. I don't think that defense will slow it down. Because they don't have the defense like they used to with Perfect and the Headhunters. Those guys used to – Oh, my God.
Did you remember
them and the Steelers, the games that
– Oh, just pounding.
Oh, my God. It was like –
You hurt watching it.
No, I mean, like, people were getting knocked out of the game.
Yeah.
Like, they were trying to kill each other. It was...
Pac-Man Jones back in the day?
Oh, Pac. I remember Pac-Man when he was at Tennessee.
Were you guys ever on the same team?
Uh-uh. I met him, though. He was a cool cat. He's a loyal, cool cat, but yeah, he was crazy. But this was before he chilled out and got to Cincinnati. But, I mean... I saw him once since then. He's a cool cat.
Did you by any chance happen to see the game that
he adopted Travis Henry's boys?
No, I didn't.
Or his kids. I think it's a boy and a girl. Because he passed. I forgot what happened to Travis Henry.
Yeah, happened.
Yeah, he passed away. I can't remember. But he adopted his kids.
Good for him.
Yeah, really good. It was cool.
Did you by any chance happen to see the Chargers-Raiders game last week?
What's going on with the Chargers?
It's a great question.
You have family on that team,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Outside linebackers coach, Jay.
Okay. So what is your we can't say what your brother said because then you won't be able to get the information.
I have not spoken to my
Your brother probably broke everything in his office.
I'm like, just saying, I have not spoken to him yet. I was just waiting. I'm giving him some time. Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate here on the Horn, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. Shoot us a text, 512-337-3776. Before the break, me and Casey were chatting a little bit about the Raiders-Chargers game that occurred last week. And last week, earlier on in the week, it was kind of unveiled that in a very rare case, if for some reason the Chargers and Raiders were to tie, then both the Raiders and the Chargers would go into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And it looked like that's the way the game was going to be played out. It went into overtime. Both teams went down, kicked field goals. There was a little bit of time left where, you know, the Raiders are just kind of running the ball. And it looked and appeared that the Raiders were just going to do, in fact, that. They weren't going to kneel the ball, but they were just going to hand the ball off, probably get tackled. It was going to tie, and boom, both teams in the NFL, or in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Au contraire, mo frere. Brandon Staley calls a timeout with 38 seconds left to go in the game.
I don't know. I was looking at it. I was like, what are you doing?
And it ticked him off. It ticked off the Raiders that he called the timeout.
I don't think it ticked off the Raiders. They were just like, I think it shocked the Raiders. Like, wow, what?
Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Okay. And
then so he's like, okay. He's like, all right, we're going to do a run play. And they got 10 yards on the run play.
Well, and like they called the timeout so they could get their run defense in there.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And they end up getting 10 yards. Raiders are like, all right.
Well, we're in field goal position
now. To heck with you. We're going to go ahead and kick it and end this right now.
Put the right defense. So then you put the wrong defense in against a running play. But that was the reason why you did it anyway. I don't know, that makes sense to me.
So basically, and here's kind of the other side where I'm like, okay, if I'm the Raiders, then I definitely don't want to tie. I want to win this game because if they tie, then they play the Chiefs in the first round. But if they win, they play the Bengals. So who would you have rather played, the Bengals or the Chiefs?
But a texter texted in too. He said, "Yeah, but the Raiders would have drawn the Chiefs if they."
That's what I'm saying.
If they tied,
correct.
Yeah, so that.
But you're in the playoffs.
I'm kicking that. Well, I mean, the Raiders did the right thing.
Raiders did the right thing.
Well, I mean, but that's true though. I mean, you got a better chance of beating Cincinnati than you do.
Yeah,
Kansas City.
No, I agree. I just when you're emotionally invested in the game. You're just like, come on.
Oh,
oh, gosh. And now we got to watch Big Ben trot out there for one more time and just get – he'll be like 8 of 16 for like $1.20.
In the fourth quarter.
And they're just going to get run out. Let me repeat this. There is no chance that they beat Kansas City. Absolutely zero chance.
What was our $100 bet last week?
Do we have a bet?
I don't know. I remember we had a $100 bet one time.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe you bet me that both the Cardinals and the Chargers wouldn't make the playoffs. I don't think that was it, but I don't know.
I can't remember. Someone who led the league in rushing this year, was it Chargers? No.
No. Are you talking about? I mean, it was Jonathan Taylor led the league
in rushing.
In rushing, yeah.
But their team didn't lead the league in rushing. I don't think.
Correct.
A
lot of things you could second guess in that game. It did not work out. Okay, but here's the good news for Chargers fans. Justin Herbert is the real deal, McCoy. He is so
then why
good.
Why do they lose those games?
Well, I'll be honest with you. The defense didn't play very good.
The outside linebackers?
Stop it.
I'm stuck.
Those are fine words, Case.
Those are the only ones that played well in that defense.
No, you know, like I said, it's tough to win in the NFL. That's It's tough
to
win.
So is he coaching Little Rump? Rump?
Bosa. Yeah, he's got Rump, too.
Rump. He's the guy from Duke, right?
Yes.
His dad was here as a coach.
That's right. He was, wasn't he?
Yeah. So
is he D-line coach?
Yeah, he was linebackers, I think. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. But he's in the league somewhere right now. I think he might be in Chicago. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But anyways, I remember he was a kid out here.
Running around?
Yeah.
Was he big back then?
No.
Just grew up.
Yeah. I mean, he's just tall and long.
Correct.
He ain't no Javon Curse.
The freak.
God, that guy.
That guy was a stud.
I was in Cabo with him one time, and he was doing pull-ups on a beam when we were walking the streets.
Just.
Yeah.
How many pull-ups were you doing? How many pull-ups do you think you could do right now, Casey?
Okay, that guy had hands that were as long as that water bottle of yours right there.
Jeez.
I mean, he would shake your hand, and his fingers would, like, wrap around your forearm, you know, like the bottom of your wrist. You're like, golly. But, no, I mean, they call him a freak for a reason. Like, he would have, you know, just the, you know, he would be out with a tank top on doing pull-ups, and be a crowd of women all around. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, he was, I think, the one guy I remember from UT back in the day that I thought was just a freak of nature was Tony Brackets. Remember that dude?
Yeah, he was a beast.
That guy was like, I mean, he was yoked.
He was a beast.
He was so good and just strong. Bracket, he was one of my favorite guys.
My favorite duo was Big Sean and Casey Hampton.
Oh, yeah. They were fantastic. Like Casey Hampton, the pride of Galveston ball.
Yeah. Big Hamp, him and Sean, like, there's some iconic photos, but no one had. I mean, they used to be.
Talk about that, the poster where they're both like.
Well, that one too, holding the Longhorn or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever
happened to posters? Do kids not do posters anymore?
I don't know.
Does Whitfield have any posters on his wall?
No, everything's digital now.
God.
I got a digital poster for you that would just flip to all the posters you want.
NFTs, right? Is that what those are?
I have no idea.
I mean, you remember, like, who's on your wall? Like, what posters did you always have?
I always had fishing stuff, fishing hunting stuff.
Okay. Like, so what, like lures on your wall?
No, like CCA. I was in Colorado, so I would always get the redfish stuff, and I would get marlin stuff. I'm real big into marlin fishing.
Okay. I always had a Ricky Henderson was my guy.
Yeah.
So I usually always had a Ricky Henderson poster up. Sometimes it was Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly for the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
I was a big fan of his. And I was also a huge Jordan guy. So
Jordan guy.
I
think I had Kathy Ireland on my wall for a little while.
Yeah, you did.
That was like my first swimsuit Sports Illustrated. I was like, golly.
She's
Kathy
pretty.
Ireland was, yeah, she was hot.
She was great in Necessary Roughness, too.
She was good in Necessary Roughness. Big Sean, baby. Big baby. It was crazy. First time I met Sean and Casey Hampton, they slapped me and poured vodka down my throat. But the first time that was a recruiting trip that I happened to all be in town. But the first time I met him was after I got out of college, right, after I got drafted after my rookie year. I met Hamp in college twice or whatever, but that was on the field. And then, but I never met Big Baby. And we were down here for a weekend or whatever. And I think it was for Huff's Celebrity Weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
And we played in a basketball game. And he, you know, at 360 pounds, just flat footed, went up there and yammed one in the game. I was like, okay, yeah, this is, you know. And
athlete.
He's huge.
Athlete.
Like, they're him and Casey Hampton, when you walk next to him, and this is me in, like, the league, too, like, they just dwarf. They were so big.
Yeah.
They're still pretty damn big now.
Oh, I bet. What are they doing now?
Big Hamp, probably just swimming in his pool.
I was going to say, not much.
Not much.
Enjoying the fruits of their labor?
Yeah. He's married with kids. Sean, I don't think he's married or with kids or anything like that. All right, what other?
Eagles, Bucks. What do you think? What do you got going on there?
We'll do today's game: New England and Buffalo. Okay. We just saw a stat that Josh Allen, when it's freezing temperatures, he's
over the last 15 years.
Over the last 15 years, he's 40 out of 41 in completion percentage.
Mm-hmm. So he's not a very good quarterback in the cold either.
Either.
And has Mac Jones ever really played in the cold? I mean, he went to Bama, but where's he from originally?
Well, I mean, he's been in New England all year. So he's getting used to it. But they practice outside. Belichick makes them practice outside.
Okay.
Yeah, David Thomas told me that. He's like, no, we practice outside. We only went in if it was, like, too snowy, you know?
Well, Mac Jones was born in Jacksonville. So if that's any indication, he may not know what to do.
Yeah, well, so Buffalo lost at home, like, by 2 points. It was a low-scoring game in Buffalo. And but Josh Allen had, you know, he had like 100 yards or whatever. But the way they won was New England ran the ball. They had 125 yards and a touchdown on one of their running backs.
Gotcha.
So it was a low scoring game and they won. And then they went back to New England and Buffalo. It was a high scoring game. Buffalo won that one by about, you know, 14 points, 10 points. So for me, looking at that, with it being cold, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Take the under, like you said, in this game. Take the under for sure.
Yeah.
And I think New England knocks them out first round.
I don't think you can really bet against Belichick in the playoffs.
It's hard.
Especially in the early rounds. Maybe as you go a little bit further where the better teams are getting through. But in that first round, you give Bill Belichick an opportunity to focus and get his guys ready to play.
I mean, his defense is good as hell.
Yeah, defense is pretty good.
His defense is always solid. He got back all his pieces. You know, and Matt Jones, and they can run the ball, and he can hit his targets. You know, there you go. I think New England takes that one.
So you're saying take New England in the points?
What's the?
4.5. Buffalo minus 4.5. So take New England in the points.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd take that because it's going to be a two-point game.
And then tomorrow, NFL slate, you've got Eagles versus Bucks, 49ers versus Cowboys, and Steelers-Chiefs. Steelers-Chiefs, I don't even think it's going to be competitive.
Yeah, I think Big Ben's last game.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be a bunch of...
It'll be tight quick because Steelers have pride and they got a good defense. But, you know, and then the fourth quarter, you'll see Big Ben try to make a run back at it. But I think Chiefs are...
They just got too many weapons.
What's the spread on that, 13 or something like that?
12.5.
So, that's a lot of points in the playoffs.
But there's no chance Steelers win this game. Absolutely zero chance.
I got Kansas City winning by 14.
Okay. What do you think's going to happen, Cowboys, 49ers?
You know, Shano's...
By the way, happy birthday, Deebo Samuel. Yesterday was his 26th birthday.
Uh-oh. That guy's a freak.
That guy is a freak. You're correct about that.
He's an alien.
I mean, he is. What's really cool for me to see, especially, and talk about Shanahan.
He's going to get hit the ball in the playmaker's
hands.
That's
what I'm saying.
I don't understand coaches that don't try to do that.
I agree. Why is Shanahan the only coach in the NFL doing that?
Like a lot of coaches, like, whoever's open, you throw it to. Like, you should try to get – like, I don't understand Arizona doing that, how they don't try to get the ball in D-Hop's hands more.
Well, he's hurt right now.
Oh, I know. But I know what you're saying. Before that, though, it was like, what are you doing, Kyler?
Correct.
Like, throw it up to him if you need a prayer, and he's going to grab that some. You
know, and he has done that before.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
The Hail Murray? That was incredible.
Yeah. I mean, anyways, you know, San Francisco – you know, Shanahan's going to have his matchups. He's going to find somebody on the defense to, you know. But a number 11 for the Cowboys, he's a bad man. And he's in a, you know, that defense.
I can't remember a rookie defensive player in the NFL who just walked in and he looks like he's a man amongst boys. He is Micah Parsons is so good.
Yeah, he's good.
He is so good.
Well, I mean, that's how you know.
And you can put him at any position.
But that's how you know the greats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, when they start as a rookie and they're like that good, you're like, okay, this guy's.
I mean, I wasn't around really I don't remember, but LT when he was Lawrence Taylor when he was wreaking havoc. I think he was the NFL MVP or at least the defensive player of the year as a rookie.
Yeah, he's the only one.
Yeah. And I think Micah Parsons, have they announced players of the year yet? I know they came out and did the
if he gets defensive player of the year as a rookie, it would be him and LT.
I think you got to give it to Watt. He tied the record for sacks. So I think TJ Watt, I think you got to give him the defensive MVP. But that would be very well deserving. I mean, TJ Watt might be the only chance that
Mac is from Kentucky.
Okay. I know he was born in Jacksonville, according to
New England only threw three passes in Buffalo the first game. I thought that was a mistake, but I just looked at it. I was like, no way ESPN. It was like Mac Jones was like 1 for 4 or something, like 3 for 4. It was ridiculous.
I've been very impressed with him this year. I know a lot of that is he's not – the Patriots aren't asking him to do that much. Oh, yeah. Whereas there's a lot of other, you know, quarterbacks out there that it's – the team goes as the QB goes. Yeah.
San Francisco leads the league in rushing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
As a team. Okay.
Yeah. My biggest thing in the take for the San Francisco Dallas game is going to be the Dallas offensive line.
Long sleeve Connor?
Connor and then the right tackle.
Okay.
Those will be my two, you know, Bosa. Bosa's primed to pump right now. He's playing good.
Yeah, he is.
And so when he's playing good, you know, can y'all protect him? Can y'all push protection that way? But then that frees up the other side. So it's one of those things with protection. But anyways, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll get back with more Dallas-San Francisco talk. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Sitting here, me and old Johnny Rogers in the building.
What up? Hey, went to dinner on Thursday night at Sammy's. You been down there yet?
Never been to Sammy's.
It's the old where Hut's Hamburgers was.
Oh, okay, it's called Sammy's now?
It's called Sammy's, and it's McGuire Mormon Hospitality, the people that put that on, or that's their one of their restaurants.
Okay.
And, I mean, think about this, Casey. Other than Vespaio on South Congress, there's never a lot of Italian restaurants. I mean, maybe Buca di Peppa.
I never had good Italian in Austin.
Okay. Well, you can now.
Okay, good.
Because Sammy's was fantastic. And you feel like when you walk in.
Is it homemade pasta, though?
Oh, yeah. It is.
I can't stand going to a pasta place and it's not homemade. Because I can tell you if it's homemade pasta just by tasting it.
Yeah. It is.
Like, this is been dried.
Maybe it's just because I've never really had great Italian before.
There's a place in Houston called Nino's and Vincent's. The owner just passed away a year ago or whatever. But that place, oh.
What's the Dallas has got Campisi's.
Campisi's.
Yes.
I haven't been there.
Houston, but Sammy's, like, here's a great part. Like, most restaurants in the downtown area right now, you can't just walk in and belly up to the bar and eat and drink. Like, you have to have a reservation at most places, even to sit at the bar. Sammy's like, nah, come on in. So you go
have a reservation to sit at a bar?
Yeah. That's... I mean, I'm talking about, like, restaurants. Because, like, for me, I prefer to sit at the bar.
Yeah, I used to, in Colorado, we used to always go to, like, Jay Alexander's.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get the salmon and sit at the bar there.
But I would tell you if you almost feel like, you know, like Frank Sinatra's gonna walk in or like the Goodfellas or something. I mean, like, it's like old school Italian, like red leather seats, dim lighting.
There's some places in New York that Bo Scaife took me to. We went up there, he's like, man, we go try this place. And there's one place, like, you walk in there and he goes, well, this is the place he told me to come to. And they're like, and I mean, barely spoke any. I mean, it was Italian, but we get some roped in like that too. But they had the lady. We're like, we don't know what to get, but we heard it come to y'all, so you can just
bring it out.
Bring it out.
Yeah.
She goes, well, how? What do you think? I was like,
give us your three best dishes.
I was like, we need appetizers.
Little antipasta.
Pasta, salads, pizza, and dessert.
Yep.
And she was like, we don't care what the price is. Like, don't worry about it. She's like, all right, cool. And they brought out ravioli. They brought out the best meatball I've ever had in my entire life. They had, like, lobster on a pizza. That's what Bo wanted. I was like,
How's lobster pizza?
It was all right. I'm a traditionalist when it comes to pizza.
I'm not. Are you? Have you ever had lobster mac and cheese?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I can't.
My whole thing is this though. Is there's nobody? Everybody makes a crappy mac and cheese. I feel like. Like I just don't see like.
Well, it depends how you like it, but
I don't like when people bake mac and cheese. The mac and cheese to me has to be the cheese has to be runny. Not runny, but you know what I mean. Not like water runny, but. It can't be just like, you know, people put it in a thing and it comes out in a clump and almost look, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't like it like that.
Are you a shells guy or do you like the?
I like shells. Shells are good.
Shells and cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like shells, yeah.
There's the Chick-fil-A mac and cheese is garbage.
I wouldn't even order that at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I will.
You're a mac and cheese guy?
I do like mac and cheese, but. It'll put some on the old waistline.
Yeah. My kids like mac and cheese. Anyways, let's get so back to San Francisco, Dallas. Texan said the biggest is gonna be Kelce and that tackle trying to block Parsons all day.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's gonna be
Kittle.
Or Kittle, yeah, I say Kelce.
Yeah,
Kettle. George Kettle and Jaworski.
Ustick,
I don't know, yeah. Whatever. But, they move Parsons a lot, you know, out and in.
Correct.
Like, who they're going to be.
They're going to move around so much.
Who's going to be blocking more is, like, Gregory and them. Like, the interior has to worry about Parsons a lot, too, because they like to bring him in and use his quickness and power on the interior guys, I feel like a lot. I feel like he gets home a lot more that way than banging on a tackle all the game. You know, let Gregory and Lawrence do all that, and that's, you know what I mean.
I just don't. I mean, what's?
I think my thing is this: if Dallas's defense can get pressure on Jimmy G in that, and it really is the offensive line game. I feel like today.
Gotcha. Sure.
Tomorrow. I mean,
well, that's what a lot of playoff football is about.
It is.
January football is about.
Because if Connor then, because the thing is Dallas's D-line, they're not a no-name defense, but they're good. The interior guys are good too.
Gotcha.
And if you get, you know, Connor had the most holding calls. I don't know how many he had this year. But he starts getting those, and a lot of times when he gets those, it's on a critical play. You get 15, you know, it's a nice bomb downfield, and you got a guy wide open.
10, 15 yards.
You know, you get a 20-yard play downfield. Oh, called back for holding. That just sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, here's the thing about San Francisco to me. Like, I don't understand the whole thing with the quarterback situation going on in San Fran. Mm-hmm. I mean, is Garoppolo really not that good?
No, he has a ceiling. They should have won the Super Bowl.
Wasn't he hurt?
In the Super Bowl, he missed like three. He missed three touchdowns.
No, that was the
passes.
First time.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, so you got who's the guy they just drafted? Not Jordan.
Trey Lance.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. I mean, they drafted him pretty high. I mean, like, you would think that Jimmy Garoppolo is the worst quarterback in the league. I mean, the stuff you read and the stuff you see, a lot of 49ers fans are like, yeah. Jimmy G's garbage. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, he misses. Like, Kyle's going to – he misses touchdown passes a lot.
So what you're saying is Kyle Shanahan's going to put you in the right position.
Yes, and
for success.
So I went back and watched that Super Bowl because Bo's like, man, go look. Because I know he missed one. He goes, go look at all. He missed like three touchdown passes. He missed one in the fourth quarter that would have sealed it.
Yeah,
against Kansas City. And what do you call it? So I went back and watched it, and it was like, and I called Bo. I was like, these are the plays that you do five or six times, and that's what's discouraging is these are the plays that you practice five or six times during the week,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, if they show us this, they've never seen us run this combo. If they show us this, we'll be wide open right here, period.
Yeah.
Hit the throw.
And he can't. Or he didn't.
Or he'll check down. Or, yeah. Miss a play and check it down and not even see it. He's like, that's the one play we worked on 10 times for this look, and we get the look. Call the right play. This is a touchdown. An offensive coordinator's dream, head coach Kyle Shanahan, and he misses it like, you know, every other week.
Gotcha.
Well, so that's his numbers are okay. They're winning ball games, but
it's not because they're running the ball. It's because they're running the ball.
He's
solid
playing
defense.
Decent, though. He's playing decent.
Yeah. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, it's like, hey, just win the game. Yeah. Like, it's the old Trent Dilfer deal. Don't lose the game because of you.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, speaking of people that just didn't want to lose the game, we hadn't talked about the national championship game between Georgia and Bama.
Yeah.
What'd you think? Stetson Bennett, did you see his first couple series?
I thought it was a sloppy game.
I agree. And beginning of that, Stetson Bennett, the quarterback for Georgia, he looked so scared. That moment was a lot bigger than him.
Yeah.
Now, he settled in, didn't have to do much.
Yeah.
Because Georgia's defense is that good.
Yeah.
And you heard him talk after the game when he was getting interviewed. It was like, I didn't want to lose the game because of me. I wasn't going to be the reason why we lost this game. That was his mentality.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that was the best mentality. Like, you don't have to do a lot, bud. All you have to do is not screw up.
Yeah.
And he had like a Matt Nordgren moment there. In like his first series where he's running and all of a sudden just out of nowhere for no reason fumbles the ball.
Yeah.
And then luckily it bounced right back up to him and he caught it, you know, and was fine with it.
I was like, Matt Norgren's like second drive of his career, second and last drive of his career.
Your boy Nordko.
And I can't believe, I think he scored a touchdown too on it.
Yeah,
him,
he did.
He
picked it up and scored a touchdown.
Oh, that was, we busted his ass on the damn on the bus like the whole way home from Waco.
Good.
It was hilarious. Your boy Narco. Dallas, you know, Dak Prescott, you know, he has all his weapons back. That defense is going to be coming blitzing his butt. So if Dallas can get a run game going, it'll be really good for him.
Get Zeke going?
Nah. Well, what's the face is out anyway with the toe?
Pollard? Yeah.
Zeke's just not running hard enough for me right now.
You think he's on the tail down? Do you think he's on the downside of his career, Zeke?
Yeah. I mean, the running backs, they take a pounding. That's why they want their deal second year. And that's why NFL doesn't want to give him any money because –
So this is his sixth year in the league. So most good running backs last only about
eight
to ten.
Yeah.
Like the top tier.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a bunch of Frank Gores out there.
No.
God, Frank Gore. I mean, I think he's like the third all-time leading rusher in the NFL, like second or third. Did you know that?
Yeah. We played, 20-something years?
Yeah. I think he wanted to play so him and his son could play on the same team. That'd be pretty funny.
That's funny.
Didn't happen.
Nope, didn't happen.
And I think he got his tail whooped in a boxing match recently.
I did see that. Who beat him up?
Was it like one of the Pauls?
No, it was...
Or Deron Williams?
Darren Williams.
Yeah, Darren.
Yeah, the basketball player from Illinois.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. More Big Ugly Tailgate after this.